seated.
好, 请各位请坐。
Why don't you take a few minutes just to greet those around you?
现在时候跟大家身边的朋友打个招呼先。
I just want to say good morning, Home Church.
Home Church, 各位早晨。
I'm so glad you decided to join us this Sunday.
多谢各位今早来到这个教会。
Before I want to start, I just want to share a little bit about who I am.
首先呢，就介绍下自己究竟是谁啦。
For those of you who may not know me, my name is Joseph, and I've had the privilege of serving on our Next Gen Ministries.
咁呢，自己就是Joseph， 咁又好荣幸，是可以喺呢间教会嘅青少年事工呢，去侍奉。
And I'm going into my second year of Bible College as of September.
咁呢，September， 咁呢，嚟緊呢個九月呢，我就會 修讀这个圣经学院的第二年课程。
Something about me is I have a really, really great family.
其实我家都算挺幸福的。
I have an older sister and two younger brothers.
就有一个姐姐和两个弟弟。
And I have a special connection to all of them.
我就和他们都有挺密切的关系。
And for example, my brother Ben, one thing we have in common is we love the gym.
有一件事我和我弟弟Ben有共通点。 就是大家都喜欢去健身。
I'm actually going to invite Ben up on stage for a second.
好，请阿Ben上嚟啊，唔该。 好的。
So I thought, since Ben is just a strong, capable man, I mean, look at those muscles.
看看肌肉,
look at all those muscles.
挺厉害。
I thought, why don't I try to make a little bit of a profit off him?
不如我真的找他身上赚一笔呢。
So I decided, I'm going to auction him off this morning to you.
今朝咧就即系将佢拎嚟拍卖，睇下佢拍卖到几多钱啦。
He's so good at cleaning all the dishes and cooking.
咁咧佢又识煮嘢啦，又识洗碗啦。
And he's taller than me, so he'll reach the top shelf for you.
咁佢有咩高过自己嘅，咁佢攞去柜碗柜攞嘢就都方便啲。
So why don't we start? Do I hear $100? $100 for Ben? Anyone $100?
有冇？
Oh, Carson in the back, we got $100. $500. Do we hear more than $500? $600, do I hear $700? $700 to Carson, $700. Going once, going twice.
1, 2, 3, 好,
Ben, you are sold to Carson. Have fun, man. Round of applause, round of applause. This is just a joke, guys, by the way. It is all a joke. I'm going to dismiss the kids now. If you would like to go to kids ministry up in the balcony, you can follow Ben up there now.
好，而家如果大家各位小朋友咧，就跟住跟住佢咧落去，我哋有儿童主日儿童嘅活动。
Wasn't that pretty ridiculous?
唔系好古怪咧。
You know, paper plastic for something living like my brother.
咁啊，呢个其实即系呢样嘢都好假咁啲嘢。
And I think a lot of us acted the same way.
或者我哋好多人生都系咁样噶。
Because deep down, we know some things aren't for sale.
我知道有啲嘢咧，其實係唔應該買嘅。
You can't buy a person.
你唔可以買起一個人。
You can't buy a relationship.
亦都你冇可能買到一個關係。
You can't buy loyalty or trust or love. Well, not really, at least.
或者信任啊、忠誠、愛，其實都唔應該去買嘅。
Money can fake those things for a while, but you don't actually own them.
金錢可以將以上嘅嘢可以扮暫時扮到，但係永恆係唔可能噶。
And the moment you put a price tag on something valuable,
但係你到呢個時候，如果你將呢啲嘢係擺個價錢嘅話咧，
it shows you really don't understand what it is.
其實你係唔明頭先我嗰啲嘢係乜嘢嚟噶。
Hear me out now.
好，而家嚟啦。
I think we do this with things far more valuable than money could touch.
世界上好多嘢咧係比金錢係更加貴重。
I think we try to purchase people's respect. We try to buy our way into belonging.
是用这个金钱去买归属感。
We think if we could just serve enough or perform enough, we could earn or acquire something that was only ever going to be a gift.
我们可能有些东西，我们可以将一些本来一些恩典的东西，我们想着，不如我们可以用这些我们的努力或者我们的功劳去赚了它。
So right now, we're a few weeks into our series through the book of Acts called Ordinary People, Extraordinary God.
咁呢，我哋係繼續我哋之前幾個星期都有嘅講道系列，就叫做非凡的人，係啦，係平凡的人，非凡的神。OK，係啦。 So just repeat the theme, all right? Okay, go ahead.
And every story so far has followed the same pattern.
咁咧，我哋之前我哋讲急嘅故事都有一个好共通点嘅。
Just regular, unremarkable people and a God who does extraordinary things through them.
其实一啲好平凡嘅人咧，但系喺神一个非凡嘅人，就喺佢哋嘅身上做一啲唔平凡嘅事。
And it's not because they purchased or earned it; it's because He chose to use them.
系神系选择去用佢哋，当中系唔其实唔系涉及呢个金钱去买嘅。
So today we're going to meet a man who wants exactly that.
今日咧，我哋讲一个咧，佢好中意买嘢噶。
He watched the apostles lay hands, and he watched the Holy Spirit fall on them.
佢见到咧，使徒行神迹，因为圣灵喺当中行事。
And he wanted that power too.
咁咧，呢个人咧，好又系想拥有呢啲使徒一般嘅能力。
But instead of asking God to use him,
但系咧，佢又冇求神去使用自己。
He instead reached for his wallet.
咁咧，佢就谂住啊，可唔可以用钱买呢
？So if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn with me to Acts 8:9-25?
好啦，就系呢个《使徒行传》嘅第八章9-25节。
This story takes place in a land called Samaria.
咁咧，呢一个嘅圣经记载就喺个撒玛利亚呢个地方发生。
It was a region where Judaism mixed with the surrounding cultures.
咁咧，呢个地方就系犹太教同一啲好多。嘅附近嘅文化係有一個混合。
Something in this land that was common was sorcery.
咁咧，有一樣嘢嗰度好流行嘅就係行邪術啊。
But it's not like the sorcery we know, like card tricks or anything like that.
唔係話我哋好似魔術師做魔術嗰樣嘢啊。
But it was the pursuit of a supernatural power apart from God.
就係尋求咧係神以外啲嘅超自然嘅能力。
And at the center of all this, we see a man named Simon.
咁我哋喺呢一个《使徒行传》里边见到一个人叫做西门。
And Acts tells us that Simon practiced sorcery。
咁《使徒行传》话俾我听咧，呢个西门就行邪术噶。
And it amazed all the people of Samaria。
咁咧令到好多撒玛利亚嘅人咧感到好惊讶。
In fact, they even gave him a name。
就系俾个名佢。
They called him the Great Power of God。
就系一个好似一个有神而嚟嘅能力嘅人。
And Simon has built his entire identity around this power。
咁咧，呢個咧，佢嘅西門嘅一生咧，都圍繞住一樣嘢，就係叫做能力。
And then the apostle Philip arrives。
但係咧，咁就呢個腓力咧，使徒腓力咧，就嚟到呢個地方。
And he began to preach about Jesus。
咁呢個就腓力咧，就傳揚呢個主耶穌嘅信息。
People believed in the gospel. They were baptized. Demons were cast out。
咁咧就喺呢個好多人就受洗啦、受浸啦，亦都係好多係。赶鬼嘅事情发生。
And Acts tells us there was a great joy in the city.
咁咧，《使徒行传》记载咧，呢个地方咧系而家充呢个嗰个时候充满好多喜乐。
And even Simon himself was baptized.
就算咧，西门自己咧都受咗浸。
He followed Philip everywhere.
咁咧又跟喺好多，总之腓力去边咧，咁就佢啊西门又跟住去边。
And then more apostles, Peter and John arrived.
咁啊，彼得同约翰都嚟到啦。
And they prayed for other believers.
咁咧就亦都係為呢個其他嘅信徒去祈禱。
And Acts tells us that the Holy Spirit went upon them。
咁咧就記載到呢個聖靈咧就臨到呢啲使徒嘅身上。
But this is where everything changes for Simon。
但係咧呢個時候咧就有西門就見到佢哋啲改變啦。
Because he didn't see it as an invitation into a relationship with God。
咁咧但係西門咧並冇諗住咧係想接受同神之間嘅關係。
But instead he saw something he wanted。
但系咧，佢見到好似有啲嘢嘅係，反而係想要嘅。
And what he does next reveals not only what he believed about the Holy Spirit, but what was happening inside his heart.
但系咧，呢度講到咧，其實佢係諗到，其實內心咧係諗緊一啲嘢噶。
We pick up the story in Acts 8:18.
好啦，講到呢個第八係啦，呢個《使徒行傳》嘅第八章第十八節嘅。The slides here 係啦，見到 OK, just 18 right?OK, 第十八節，西門看見使徒按手，便有聖靈賜下，就拿錢給使徒。All right, 23. OK, 把這權柄也給我，叫我手按著誰，誰就可以受聖靈。彼得說：你的銀子和你一同滅亡吧，因你想神的恩賜是可以用錢買的，你在這道上無份無關。因為在神面前，你的心不正。 你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求主，或者你心里的意念可得赦免。我看出你正在苦胆之中，被罪恶捆绑。
Thank you. What a shocking and weird request.
这个呢是很惊人也很奇怪的一个要求。
Simon watches people encounter the living God, and his first instinct is to buy it.
咁呢个西门见到好多神迹奇事，但系咧佢心里面谂嘅系，竟然系要想买呢啲能力。
So let me ask you a question.
咁我喺呢度问大家一个问题。
What does it actually mean to buy something?
究竟你买一样嘢系意味住啲乜嘢呢？
Every single purchase always assumes a couple things.
当你逢亲买一啲嘢时候，意味住一啲嘅意思嘅。
And the first thing is that purchasing implies possessing.
当你购买一样咧，你当然你系意味住你系拥有紧嗰样嘢啦。
When you buy something, you expect to own it or control it and use it however you want to do it.
你如果你买一样嘅时候，梗系想拥有佢同埋控制佢嘅使用啦。
And doesn't that sound exactly like Simon?
咁咧，其實係咪好似心態就係、是，其實就係呢個西門嘅心態咧
？In verse 19, Simon doesn't say, "I want a relationship with God" or "I want to serve the Lord."
咁咧，你都睇得十九節嘅話，其實你西門冇話，哦，我要同神建立關係，或者我要侍奉佢，唔係、哦。
He instead says, "Give me this ability."
即係話其實你要俾我呢個能力。
Simon wasn't pursuing the Holy Spirit as a person.
唔係咧，佢唔係當呢個係聖靈係一個位有位格嘅神有嘅位格，唔係。
He was chasing power.
佢係追逐呢個能力。
He believed that if he could acquire the Spirit, he could control him, use him, and benefit from him.
咁咧諗住啊，如果啊聖靈俾我控制用咧，咁我就可以係隨便用佢得啦。
As silly this sounds, don't we sometimes do the same thing?
但係聽嚟好似好奇怪、好愚蠢，但係我哋有時會唔會都係有呢一種嘅心態咧
？I think we could tend to bargain with God.
我諗住啊，我哋可唔可以同神討價還價咧
？We could say things like, "God, if you get my kid into UBC, then I promise to follow you."
咁我話啊，如果我俾你俾神啊，俾我嘅小朋友可以入到卑斯大學嘅話咧，咁我就跟隨你啦。
Or we say things like, "God, if you heal this person, then I promise I'll get my family to follow you too."
咁如果咧啊，如果身边呢个如果得医治嘅话咧，我应承我会带我屋企人一齐去侍奉你。
And there's nothing wrong about asking God for those things.
当然，你就一啲事情祈求神本身唔系错嘅。
But the problem is when our heart says, "God, I want your blessings, but I want them on my own terms."
但系问题就系，我要你嘅福气，不过你要照我嘅意思去做。
The Holy Spirit is not a force we manipulate or a tool we could use.
聖靈其實唔係一個可以一個好似工具咁俾我操控，唔係咁樣噶。
He is simply God.
佢就係神。
The apostles never possessed the Holy Spirit.
其實咧，使徒並唔係去擁有聖靈。
They simply, watch this word, surrendered to Him.
只係降服於聖靈。
Like my brother Ben.
就好似細佬阿 Ben 咁。
You can't buy a person to do your bidding.
你唔可以係買起佢噶。
Relationships aren't built on ownership.
呢個關係唔係關個關係唔係關於擁有嘅關係。
They're built on surrender.
係關於呢、這個降服。
Trust.
信任。
And love.
同埋愛。
So next we see that he tries to possess the Holy Spirit, and it leads to the second implication.
咁我哋去睇到，其實除咗話我想擁有聖靈呢樣嘢，究竟意味住乜嘢咧？
Purchasing implies personalizing.
咁咧，其實我想買一樣嘢意味住咩咧？就係想呢樣嘢咧係個人化。
When you buy something, you like to make it your own.
咁咧，當然啦，你唔想買一樣嘢，咁你想呢樣嘢屬於自己嘅。
You shape it to fit your preferences.
就係你想呢個產品嘅服務咧係迎合你自己嘅個人需要。
It's exactly what Simon wanted.
呢樣嘢咧就係呢個西門嘅心態。
He says that everyone I lay hands on can receive the Holy Spirit.
就話，我總之我要按手嗰邊個，邊個就有聖靈。
Simon wanted the Holy Spirit to work for his own agenda.
呢個就係咧，呢個就係西門咧，就係想係神咧係要幫佢做嘢。
You got to think of it like this Play-Doh.
咁啊，好似啲泥膠咁啊嚇。
Simon treats the Holy Spirit as something he can mold or reshape.
係啦，西門咧就好似視啲聖靈做泥膠咁，可以搓圓撳扁。
And use however he wants to use it.
佢咧想任意點樣用佢都得。
And I think we do the exact same thing.
好多時我哋或者都會係是做咁嘅心態。
Sometimes we want the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, but not our convictor.
咁咧，我哋好時候都會尋求聖靈係安慰我哋。但我们又拒绝让圣灵定我们的罪。
We want him to be our source of blessing, but not our source of correction.
但我们都希望是神给赐福我们，但是他就不希望神去更正我们。
We create a version of God that fits our own preferences.
就是我们希望神是配合我们的喜好。
Instead of allowing him to transform us.
但是很多时候就不容许神改变我们。
Isaiah 64:8 says something I think switches Simon's worldview.
咁咧喺呢个以赛亚书六十四章八节咧，呢句经文咧，相信系改变呢个西门嘅观感嘅。
Says yet you, sorry, you could read it. Go ahead.
Okay, sixty-four eight. Oops. Yeah, it's not in the slide, so I need to dig it up. Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah.
Yet you, Lord, are our Father.
主系你系我哋嘅神。
We are the clay.
我哋就系泥。
And you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. Do you notice the difference?
你听到这个分别没呢?
We are not the potter.
我们不是这个造陶瓷的人。
We instead are the clay.
我们就是这个，我们是泥。
The Holy Spirit does not exist to fit into our lives.
聖靈不是要迎合我們的生命，
but he transforms our lives as we surrender to him.
但是我們是要降服於聖靈，讓聖靈改變我們。
But here's the thing about Simon.
但是西門在想什麼呢？
Both possessing and personalizing, they're only symptoms.
其實我們他這種所謂擁有或購買的心態呢，其實是顯露另一些更嚴重的問題。
The real issue was never Simon's question.
Whatever, what?
The real issue is never Simon's question.
这个问题呢，永远最不是，这个不是一个终极，西门的终极问题，他另外有一些终极的事情要处理。
The real issue is Simon's heart.
这个真正要处理的问题是西门的内心。
Because what you reach for always reveals what you have ruling your heart.
其实你是想要那些事情呢，其实是反映你内心的状态。
Simon listened to Philip preach.
西門是聽到這個腓力的講道。
He witnessed miracles.
他見到這些神蹟發生。
He was even baptized.
甚至是真的去走去受浸。
Simon was surrounded by the work of God.
是，西門是真的親眼見到很多神的作為。
Yet he still missed the point because his heart was not surrendering.
但是他的心是仍然沒有降服於神，所以他的焦點是錯了的。
Church, I want you to listen to this.
聽清清楚。
Because you could go to every sermon.
你可以去每個星期都去聽到。
Attend every service.
去每一次主日崇拜都會出席。
You could go to every single conference.
你可以去任何，去曬任何教會的聚會。
And still be never transformed if Jesus isn't truly the Lord of your life.
如果主耶穌不是你的真正的主的話，你是永遠不會得到改變。
Simon cared more about power than he did about Christ.
他是西門是關心的是這個權力，是多於這個基督。
More about his reputation than repentance.
他是關心這個自己的名聲，是多於去悔改。
He thought more about himself instead of surrendering.
他是關心自己多於是降服於神。
And this is why Peter says, May your money perish with you.Because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money.
就是，所以这里讲到说，彼得就说，就说要叫这个西门随着自己的钱去灭亡。
For you have no part in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God.
你是没有资格去侍奉，因为你的心中是没有神。
For I see that you are full of bitterness, and you are held captive to sin.
你是心里面是很多的苦毒，你是被罪所捆绑。
Peter tells us clearly.
彼得是清楚告訴我們知。
Simon was held captive to his own pride.
佢係呢個西門係俾自己嘅驕傲所捆綁。
He had his ego.
係佢有自己嘅自我中心。
Selfishness.
佢有自私。
And his pride.
佢係一個有驕傲嘅人。
Planted on the throne of his heart.
佢就係自自己係為自己嘅主宰。
Simon lived a life full of transactions and not transformation.
佢係內心佢只係掛住係一啲嘅交易，而唔係佢冇關心到自己需要改變。
From the beginning, he had no goal to be transformed or to follow the Spirit.
他沒有願意接受改變，亦都啊。
And church, I want you to listen to this.
大家聽清楚。
The Holy Spirit isn't some cheap magic trick.
聖靈呢，不是關於一些魔術的源頭。
But he is a person who transforms us to be more like Jesus.
他是一個有位格的神，就是讓我們更像耶穌。
And it all leads to the final point I have of today.
現在我來到是這裡最後的一點。
The Holy Spirit is a person who transforms us, not a power that we can interact with.
是，聖靈是要我們改變我們，而不是我們是不會同他，不是要同他做交易。
Simon's story invites all of us to look back into our own hearts.
西門這個聖經裡面講到的西門是令到我們反省我們一些內心的事情。
So I want to ask you,
大家，我要問大家,
are you treating Christ like a transaction?
大家，你同基督之間係咪有一種只係一種交易式嘅關係呢?
Or as a transformation?
你係會容讓佢係改變自己呢?
What do you have placed on the throne of your heart?
究竟邊一個係你自己係作首位呢?
What needs to be removed from the throne of your heart so that you could experience it?The transformative power of the Holy Spirit.
究竟是你咪需要從你係有啲嘢係需要同你自己做移除，讓係基督係帶領你嘅生命咧，改變你的生命咧。
Simon was so close to experiencing what it meant to have living hope.
其實係西門係距離呢個活出呢個盼望係好近嘅。
But he was too focused on the idol of pride he had on his heart.
但係佢係太專心。專注於佢自己內心嘅偶像，就係叫做驕傲。
He practically worshipped himself.
其實佢就係敬拜緊自己。
And all of us have something that messes with the lens in which we view Christ.
其實我哋係點樣去對待基督咧？有時我都係失去咗個焦點。
Maybe like Simon.
就好，我哋或者有時會好似西門咁樣。
Some of us worship those counterfeit idols instead of Christ.
我哋好多時候係。敬拜啲虛假嘅偶像，而唔去敬拜基督。
We see Simon worshipped his pride, but maybe for you it's not about pride.
話嗱，西門當然佢敬拜嘅就叫驕傲，但係大家可能會敬拜另一啲嘅嘢。
Maybe you worship your marriage or relationships over Christ.
或者係你將婚姻視為偶像，係將呢樣嘢係比置於基督更加高。
Maybe you worship your financial life.
或者係你係敬拜緊你嘅財政。
Maybe you worship your own personal image.
或者是敬拜緊你嘅個人形象。
And I think we could worship our dream versus the one who is supposed to guide those dreams.
或者是你是敬拜緊自己嘅夢想，但是你唔記得咗邊個可以帶領你嘅夢想。
That messes with the way we could view the Holy Spirit.
呢個係影響到我哋同聖靈之間嘅關係。
Because the Holy Spirit is not just a floating vending machine in the sky.
呢個咧，聖靈唔係話我哋可以有天上嘅售賣機。
But he's a real living person.
他真是一個好，猶如一個活人咁樣嘅。
I'm just going to invite the worship team back up. If the worship team can hear me, I would just like you to come back on stage.
好，我哋係而家咧就請敬拜隊翻上嚟。
I think there's something we must understand here.
我哋一定要明白一樣嘢。
Simon gives Peter, or Peter gives Simon the chance of repentance.
其實咧，彼得係有機會。俾咗機會西門去悔改。
And Peter gives us the antidote of those symptoms of sin.
就係咧，彼得係俾機會我哋係得到呢個罪嘅解藥。
Peter says to repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in hope that he may forgive you.
就係我哋係要從罪裡面係要有悔改，讓係神係拯救我哋。
Peter doesn't say fight the sin.
彼得冇話叫我哋係。独自去对抗罪恶。
Peter doesn't say go on a journey of self-discovery.
是说彼得没叫我们去寻求一些自己去寻求一个方向。
He simply says, repent.
只是说要悔改。
The focus shouldn't be on the fight.
这个我们的重心不是说要对抗一些东西。
But the focus should be getting closer to God.
我们的焦点是要向神，是朝向神。
And the closer you get to God,
你距离神越近的话呢,
the more he changes the desires in your heart.
他就越能够是改变你内心的一些欲望。
Simon lived a life full of sin.
西门是他的人生里面充满罪。
Full of self-righteousness and full of pride.
很多是自义，很多的骄傲。
And Peter reminds him.
而彼得就去提醒他。
It is never too late to rearrange the priorities you have set on your heart.
如果是重新是调整你的人生的先后次序的话，现在不是太迟。
So friends, I ask you,
现在就要问你，
Is there something on your heart that needs to be laid on the altar?
是不是你人生是一些事情是要放在神的祭坛的前面呢？
What do you need to be placing on the altar to make room for Christ?
你是不是有些东西是要神是的祭坛前放下，令到神是可以带领你呢？
Maybe you're here today and you're thinking, well, I don't know, Joe. I've done so much sin. I've been hurt so much, I don't think that I could ever experience hope. Well, friend, if that is you in the room, I just want to remind you. There is nothing that you have done that is stronger than the blood of Christ.
你人生所做的事，没有一样东西是比基督的宝血更加有能力。
If you think your sin is too great, that means you don't think the cross is enough.
或者是你觉得你人生是犯了太多的罪。
But friends, I want to tell you today that the cross is enough.
但是基督是有能力是胜过一切这些罪，基督的十字架。
He is able through grace to restore the condition of your heart.It does not matter how far you've gone, or how many mistakes you've made, or even how much you have on your heart. I'm
going
to call up the prayer team. If you're on the prayer team, I would just like you to come up.
如果大家有需要的，我们有个代祷的弟兄姊妹在这
里。If you're in this room and you need prayer for anything,
如果你需要祈祷或者其他的事情的话，
Now is the opportunity.
现在就是机会。
Don't let this moment pass by like Simon did.
不要错失机会，就好像当年西门错失机会一样。
But allow God to transform you.
容许这个神是改变你。
Allow him to bring healing.
容许他是带来这个医治。
So I want to invite you.
我们邀请大家。
Come to the altar and allow the Holy Spirit to work through you.
来到面前，系让圣灵系喺你里面工作。
Why don't we stand and we'll worship together?
我哋一齐站立，一齐敬拜。